And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of November, 2024. Today is the birthday of Natasha Ulemans, born on this day in 1969. Natasha Ulemans is a Dutch politician who is the head of food and agriculture at Worldwide Fund for Nature in the Netherlands. She was a prominent member of the Party for the Animals in the Dutch Parliament. The Netherlands is facing a problem that scientists believe will soon come to all intensively farmed areas. How can we balance the needs of the environment with how we farm? Have we reached peak meat, like peak oil? Is there so much livestock and local pollution that the only sustainable future is reduction? These are questions that the U.S., the world's largest producer of beef, will also soon have to answer. The Dutch government announced a plan to buy out up to 3,000 farms and major industrial polluters near protected nature reserves. The government plans to do this, if necessary, through compulsory purchases to reduce local nitrogen compound emissions by 70%. According to Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency projections, this includes a plan to slash the Netherlands' 118 million farmed animals by 30% by the year 2030. Environmentalists believe the Netherlands needs to change all elements of its food system chain to provide a good income for different farming methods. Natasha Ulemans said, quote, "All the signs are red. The Netherlands' production system of meat and dairy can no longer be held at this level. That's been clear for years," end quote. All eyes are on the Netherlands, according to scientists who believe the world needs action to reduce livestock, rather than relying on voluntary pollution reduction or technological measures that may be unproven at scale. Factory farms are extremely unsustainable and harmful to our planet. They cause mass deforestation, account for 37% of global methane emissions, and use 70% of the world's fresh water. Even though the animals are kept in inhumanely cramped spaces, it takes quite a bit of land to grow food to feed those animals, and thus large swaths of forests are cleared to make room for livestock feed. Furthermore, the animals' wastes are kept in large lagoons, which not only take up space, but also pollute water and air. As a result, meat and other animal products like dairy are extremely harmful to the environment. Natasha Ulemans said, quote, "We cannot realize a nature-positive future and equitable access to health and sufficient food if we are not tackling the big elephant in the room, the enormous pressure and impact of meat and dairy production and consumption of our Western societies on biodiversity, nature, land use, GHG emissions, water use, etc." And today is the birthday of Chad Daniel Akerman, born on this day in 1983. Chad Akerman is an American rock musician, singer-songwriter, vegan, writer, director, actor, and producer. His debut as a singer-songwriter was in November 2012 under the name Avail, with an album entitled The In-Between. Avail's 2012 release of Tombs created a music video to promote veganism and raised the question of meat eating with the use of a zombie character. Chad said this about his project: "The lyrical content is heavily vegan-themed. I've been vegan now for a few years, and I feel better than I've ever felt. I've been able to help others with nutritional questions and fitness since becoming vegan, and I highly promote its health and environmental benefits." And here's a poem for today, November, by Ruby Archer. Our twilight month, November, is the evening of the year. The brilliant summer noontide left a pallor, soft and clear. Dame Winter brings with quiet grace her curtains all of snow and pins them deftly into place with boughs of mistletoe. Ruby Archer's November. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love the earth by living vegan.